Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman, an outreach for the broken, lost, and incarcerated. Let's join Reverend Bulla and Sister Lynn for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii, from Free Inside, a radio program for the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated. You can join us Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. in Hawaii on 99.5 FM The Word, and in Arizona on Grace 91.1 FM. Go to www.995theword.com or www.grace911.com on your smartphone or your Android to download our mobile app. I'd like to introduce our featured pastor this evening, Pastor Via and First Lady Tamara Musau from Holy Warriors.
Right. That works. Praise them, praise them.
Praise them, praise them, praise
oh,
them.
Oh, hallelujah. We're getting ready, getting ready.
Yes.
And I'd like to introduce my beautiful co-host, my awesome bride, my forever wingless angel, and my delicious ribeye, Lady Lynn.
Kumbawa.
For the benefit of those first tuning in this evening, Lynn, what was that noise?
That is my Japanese camel.
All right. So.
Dedicated to the brothers in Module yes. 2 at OCCC.
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 You know that camel rocks.
All right.
Pastor Villa.
Praise them, praise them. Good evening to all our faithful listeners out there. Free Insight sends the Lord's peace beyond all understanding to all men and women incarcerated. We ask our Heavenly Father to bless our Hawaii facilities and dedicated ACOs at FDC, Halawa, Laumaka, OCCC, Waiawa, WCCC, and the 1,700 men in Saruro Prison, Arizona. We also pray for the other prisons in Arizona, Eloy Detention Center, La Palma, Red Rock, and Florence, where we know the inmates listen to our radio program. Mahalo for tuning in, Sister Lee.
Hey, we're coming, Saguaro. Anyway, mahalo, my Pastor
God.
Via.
My God.
And yes. First Lady Tamara.
My God.
You know, you don't have to be locked up to right. be locked out.
Right.
And Free Inside thanks you, wherever you are, for tuning in this evening, looking for a word of encouragement. We love sharing about Jesus. That's and as Pastor Boo says, it is like sitting around at home in the patio or garage just talking Ooh. Story about our Lord and Savior. We thank Jesus for making a way for the Free Inside program on 99.5 FM The Word and for it to go forth on the airwaves, and grateful to Salem Media Hawaii Bula.
Hey, we humbly send a loud shout out to the Fishers of Men Congregation Ooh. In Nanakuli.
All right.
And also for continue to sponsor our Free Inside radio program on Grace 91.1 FM in Arizona for our Hawaii brothers in Saguaro.
Hey.
But God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts, and we know Lord is reaching thousands in a community of tens of thousands that are incarcerated.
God bless you, Pastor James Bird Mahalona, and Lucy Mahalona for your vision to reach the lost.
Well, what a special treat tonight. Pastor Bird just came off a job in Kalihi, and Pastor James was driving through the neighborhood. We got Pastor Bird Mahalona and James Eric Williams in the house tonight
all
with
right,
us.
All right.
It's going to be a great night.
Hey,
we're here.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
All
Pastor
right.
Pastor Williams still shopping from Valentine's.
So, but he's at Ross's, so we love yeah. that. But, you know, I love, oh, here we go.
Come on,
here
come
we
on,
go.
Come on.
Oh.
Ooh, come on, Usos.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
You. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. My God, my God. What a Jesus. What a Jesus. He loves you. He loves you. My God. My God. My God. Oh, extension. Extension today.
Oh, it's getting them all excited.
Oh, my God.
He calls that the extension, huh? You know, that was pretty wild, you know, but...
I enjoyed that remix tonight, the remix at tonight. All right, all right.
Yeah. The remix
all right, all my faithful listeners, y'all know what it is. It's Worship Wednesday. So come on, let's just lift up your hands wherever you're at, all in the prison, all in the hospitals, your living room,
yes.
wherever you're at, maybe sipping on a cup of tea right now. Just lift your hands up and start to worship the Lord. He's in this house right now. Worship him. Hallelujah.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, rababa yoro koyo sara da 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 da. Oh, Father, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, your Son, we thank you for your grace on tonight. Thank you for your agape. We thank you for your presence. And we thank you for your grace word coming out tonight, Daddy. Lord, all we ask is your anointing. Anoint the ears of your people so they may hear your word. Anoint everyone that's listening to these airwaves right now, Lord. Bless all the preachers in the house tonight, Lord. And we can feel your presence all over, your grace fire in this house. So, Lord, we ask all of that and we thank you tonight.
Thank you.
And we ask all of that in Jesus' name. And all God's people said a big amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. Oh, I feel something's in the air.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. What a blessing. What a blessing to have all the preachers here, man. I'm telling you. And, of course, we got the ladies on the left side. So we love you guys. A big shout out to all the Usos out there incarcerated, my brothers, my sisters. Oh, we love you guys. Every week, you guys are the motivation. You guys motivate us just to come again to the radio station and just blow it up in Jesus. Come on. So we're here, and I can think of the I can think of the gospel song that we sing on church on Sunday, and I know probably Pastor James and the James brother, we sing it. When I think of his goodness and what he's done for me. when I think of his mercies and how he set me free.
I just dance.
I get excited. Come on, somebody say, I get excited.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And then the second verse says, it's not my goodness.
That's right.
It's not that I have it right, but it's by God's mercy and His grace that I'm still alive.
I get excited.
Oh my God. So we love to bless you guys with that. All right. We bless you guys with that. Just go on with that right there. But we're going to hit the word right now. And of course, we got the King James Version. What version you get?
I got
the
NIV.
Oh, we start off with the NIV then. Yeah, we'll start off with the NIV. Hallelujah. Okay. Please, you got them. Colossians 2, 9 and 10. Please, Pastor.
Colossians 2, 9 and 10.
Colossians
9 and 10. It reads, for in Christ all the fullness. Whoa. Somebody say fullness.
Fullness.
Of the deity lives in bodily form. And you have given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority.
Oh my God. That'll preach right there. Come on, Pastor. Amen. Milona, please, you get the King James. King James.
I got the King James.
Yes.
What verse?
9 and 10.
Please. 9 and 10, yes, sir. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of the principality and power.
Oh my God. Somebody shout, no worries.
No worries.
And then the Jesus Bible, the Jesus book, please pass
over. In the Jesus book, it says, everything God get inside himself, Christ get inside himself. He won't guide just like us.
That's right.
Yes. When you stay tight with Christ, He give you everything you need.
Everything.
He the main boss over all the main spirits and the other leader guys.
Come on. That's for all you local brothers and all the Kanakas out there. That's for you guys, man. And of course, the New King James Version 9, for in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Somebody say bodily.
Bodily.
The Godhead. Oh, my God. And then in who? Where is it? And we are complete in Him. Somebody say complete.
Complete.
Which is the head of all principalities and powers. Somebody say, we wrestle not with flesh.
We wrestle not with flesh.
Hey, it's not about the carnal, man. It's not about the carnal, man. We don't have to worry. Why? Look what it said. He the head. He the boss.
Wow.
He the boss over all these principalities and these powers. And look what I love it what he says. He says, we are complete. Somebody say complete.
Complete.
So in other words, if you're not in him, you're incomplete. Am I right?
That's
are y'all here? Right.
Yes,
so
sir.
If we in Christ, no. If we out of Christ, no.
Wow.
So I love it. I love it how the local Bible said, he the man. He the boss.
He the man.
He knows already. So no matter what the enemy try to do, remember the enemy, all he got is tricks. Somebody say tricks.
Tricks.
He's powerless. He's like a lion running around with no teeth.
Amen. Gombe. Gombe.
He come bite us and only tickle. Oh,
tricks are for kids.
Silly demon, tricks are for kids. But I thank, yes, but I thank God. It says in Jesus, in Christ, the fullness of God dwells in there. And we've been learning this all this time we've been coming on Worship Wednesday, that it's all about Jesus. It's all hashtag all Jesus. Why? Because we know that God live in Jesus, Jesus live in God, God live in the Holy Spirit live in God, God live in everybody. Oh my God, we're like walking time bombs. That's why the enemy could never, he could never come up to us and say, what you want? Because he sees that Jesus in us. And it kind of took me back. It kind of took me back on that story. I remember when the demon came out and said, wait a minute. I know you, Paul.
Yes, sir.
Are we here, somebody? Amen. I even know you, Jesus. And he looked at them and said, who are you?
Mama.
To the sons of Sceva? Yes, was it Sceva? He looked at Sceva and said, I know Paul. Mama. I know Jesus. But who the heck are you?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm coming to get you right now.
Wow.
But thank God that we walk around with the Trinity of God in us. We walk with the fullness of God, because if God is in Jesus and Jesus in his us, that's all we need. That's all we need, because Jesus is everything. And look what it said. It said we are complete in him. Somebody say complete.
Complete.
I thank God he didn't say we compete in him. Oh,
that's wow.
Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
It says the bottom line. It says we are complete in Christ. So if you're in Christ, you're completo. If you're out of Christ, you're incompleto.
That's right.
That's bottom line. Yeah. And look what he said. But I thank God. I thank God on this part when he said which Christ that we're talking about, the Christ that we're talking about tonight, that we're complete in him, that same Christ is the head over all powers and principalities.
Hallelujah.
You know what the Bible's talking about in Ephesians 6:12? How we wrestle not with flesh? Please, somebody, come on, somebody. Tap your neighbor, three people, and just tell three people, hey, I'm not your enemy.
I'm not your enemy.
I am not your enemy, baby.
I'm not your enemy.
We got to know that. It's not the carnal. We got to know that, that the devil tries to make us think that we are enemies against each other.
Wow.
But he doesn't know that Jesus in us, that we love one another and we pick up one another. We're like picker-uppers. Is that a word? We're like picker-uppers. We pick up each other, yeah? And we love each other. So that's why I thank God, because right there he says Christ is the head of all principalities and power. So all that demons that you think you're messing up on, you're getting messed up on, don't worry about it. Your Jesus is the boss over them. Your Jesus is the man over them. He already defeated the enemy. He already defeated the powers and principalities. All we gotta do is say, Jesus, you do it. Jesus, you fight the battle. It's not my war. It's not my battle. God said, let it go.
Hey.
It's my battle.
Hey.
Let it go. And don't worry, because he's the boss. God is the boss. Jesus is the boss. And we thank God that because of him, all principalities, the Bible says more down. He said he already disarmed it.
Hallelujah.
He already disarmed all the principalities and these powers. So they're walking around with no weapons. How many times George Bush tried to disarm all of that kind of stuff? How many times Clinton tried to get rid of all the arms of all the nuclear warfare?
Yes,
and still
yes,
today, we cannot. But look at that. In the spiritual realm, Jesus already disarmed every weapon of the enemy. That's why the Bible says that every weapon formed against you will not prosper. Why? Because it's already been defeated. It's already been disarmed. The boss is over all power, all principality. It's Jesus himself. Don't try to work it, because we can't save nobody, preachers.
That's right.
I can't even save a mosquito.
That's right.
The one that can save him is Jesus himself. That's the reason why he came down. That's the reason why he said, Father, make me a body. Because he knew we cannot do it. He knew we couldn't handle it. But he knows that he can do it. That's why he came down. And God, remember last week? God gave him the name that was above every name. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. Everybody's going to shout the name of Jesus. Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Then you go up to verse 6. I want to start it. That was just my introduction right there.
Wow. Hallelujah.
Verse 6. Go up to verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord. Somebody say he's talking to believers tonight.
You're talking to the believers.
He's talking to people that are receivers. He's talking to people that believe. He's talking to saint people. He's talking to people that know that the Christ in him is the hope of glory. He said,
hallelujah.
As ye have therefore been received Jesus Christ. I love what he says. So you walk in him.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say walk in him.
Walk in him.
Not only walk in him, he says be rooted in him.
Rooted.
Be built up in him. Somebody say built up. And established in the faith as you have have been taught. Somebody say taught.
Taught.
Abounding thereon with thanksgiving is nothing but thank Him. Remember I told you guys, I started off with praise Him. Then God blessed me with grace Him. Now we're in thank Him.
Mama.
We're in that level. We're just going to thank Jesus. Why? Because the battle is over. We thank Jesus. Why? Because the war is over. We thank Jesus. Why? Because the devil's already been defeated. We're thanking Him. Just thanking Him. Just receiving. Receiving, 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 receiving.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
remember what He said. Root it up.
Root it up.
Establishing faith. Oh, my God. And they ate. Beware lest any man. Somebody say any man.
Any man.
Any man.
Any man. Right here. Lest any man, I didn't even block my screen. Jeez. Beware, lest any man. What verse he was on?
Eight.
Mm. Oh, somebody say, praise Him.
Praise Him.
Right there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beware, lest anyone cheat you through your philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of man, according to the basic principles of the world,
hallelujah,
and not according to Christ. Don't let anybody talk you out who you are. Don't let anybody deceive who you are. Don't let anybody tell you that you don't got the anointing. Don't let anybody tell you that you don't got the power. The same power that's in James Williams, the same power that's in James Byrd, the same power that's in James, in Brother Bula, the same power that's in Lady Mara and Lady Lynn, that's the same power that's in you. You that are listening to the radio, that same Holy Ghost power, it dwells in you. That same power that resurrected Jesus from the dead, it's in you. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare look down at yourself. God is in you, and you are somebody. My God. So don't let nobody say you don't got it, because you do. Don't let anybody look at you and talk you down, because the Jesus in you, just like what the Samoan used to say, we said, hey, you are somebody in Jesus. Hey, you're not nobody just selling bananas. You're not nobody just selling taro. You are something in Jesus. And Jesus wants you to know, because He's in you, you are special. Only if you knew you are the apple of God's eye. Because Jesus in you, you are the apple of God's eye. Or oil he or macho letua. So for Ayoto, for my lossy bear, Malue bear, I want to find my vice mayor. Or let two or love I my, or let two or watching my oi. He wants to let you know, like Pui Pui Maleo Leoi, like Tai Tai oi, like Savali Fatasima oi, like Tamoi Fatasima oi, and Manao Mielo for two bear, Manao Mielo Talitonu bear, Talitonu bear, Talitonu bear.
Hallelujah.
My God. Look what he said. For in Him, somebody say nine. For in Him.
For in Him.
Dwells the fullness of the Godhead.
Wow.
So when He was here, He was both man and God.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, because of that Holy Spirit, because of that God that was in Him, He could do what He'd done. And I thank God, because before He left, He said, I gotta go. I got to go. James, I gotta go.
Yeah.
I can't be here with you. I gotta go. Why?
Yes,
because when I leave, if you believe in me, you will do greater things than I.
Mama.
Somebody say greater.
Greater.
Somebody say bigger.
Bigger.
Somebody say better.
Yeah.
Somebody say gooder.
Gooder.
I want to tell you right now that we believe that we're going to do bigger and greater things in 2018. We're going to believe Jesus for the most things, the best things. And I thank God that we serve Jesus, that in Him dwells the Father, in Him dwells the Holy Spirit, in Him dwells Himself, and they live in you, and you walk around with the Trinity in you, and that's why you got the balm with you. That's why you got the grace fire with you. Don't you dare look down at yourself. Even what happened to my man Gideon. When Gideon knew what was going on, the Bible says that he went and hide. He went and hide. He was scared. He went and hide. They found him at the wine press. What you doing there, bro? What you doing there? He was separating the wheat, huh? And then look what the angel said. The angel said, Gideon, stand up, oh warrior. He said, warrior, I'm the number one chicken in our family. I'm the number one scaredy cat in our clan.
Yeah.
I'm the lowest one in our family tree. How dare you call me warrior?
That's right.
Hey, look how God looks at you. No matter how low you are, when God looks at you, you are warrior. When God looks at you, you are more than a champion.
Yes, sir.
When God looks at you, you are more than a conqueror. I'm here to tell you right now, stop listening to what people are saying. Stop listening to the world, how they categorize you. Look at what God does. Look how God sees things. He sees things in a totally different way. He His perspective of things are different. And if He lives in you, you ought to see things the way He sees it. You ought to do things the way He does it. Why? Because He's the God that lives in you. He lives in you from the beginning to the end. He knew, and He knew about you, and yet He still gave you His Son. He knew that you was going to give up. He knew that you was going to fail. He knew that you was going to sin, and yet He still gave His Son to die on the cross. That's love. That's love. I don't know what you call it, but that's grace. That's love. And I thank God for that love. Why? Because He lives that love in me. And that's why I can show this world, no matter how much the enemy try to come against me, it don't matter. The boss is Jesus. It doesn't matter how much times that the devil hits you. It doesn't matter. He defeated already. He's a loser. He's a loser. The God we serve is the winner. And I thank Jesus just for doing that for me, in order for me to just lift up my hands and worship God in this place tonight. I don't know about you, but I know that I'm complete. Somebody say complete. I know that I'm ator right now. Somebody say ator. That's what complete is. Ator. Hey, ator. Oi to tono keriso uso. I will love him and not to see amea. Even though like look oi for the pui pui. I want if I not too long. Aisha. Because if I may let you ya oi. And if I let you sing at the toy lalo. If I let you ya oi. Sang at the toa. Oi sang at the toa manu manu. Savali o oil keristo. It's a tonal life wood tonu oil. So be blessed and know that Jesus is alive. Be blessed and know that His word is still alive in you. Don't let nobody take that away from you. Don't let nobody take it away from your mind. Don't let nobody take that away from your spirit. Don't let nobody take it away. Jesus already gave you it, and He period. After He gave it to you, period. After He gave it to you, period. No question mark. No dot dot dot. No, oh, I don't know what to do next. Why? Jesus did it all. You just gotta trust in Him and say, God, you work it out. You work it out, Jesus. So I'm talking to somebody right now. Anybody out there right now, if you know this, you got to be in Christ. In Christ is when you're complete. In Christ is when you know that you're fully loaded. In Christ, you know that the enemy has been disarmed. He's a loser. He walks around with no bullets, just walking around waving his gun. What a waste, no bullets. Thank God that He took out the bullets. Thank God that He got the crowbar and He took out all his teeth. No more teeth, no more. The lion. The lion walking around toothless, teethless, however you want to say it. But I thank God we serve. We serve the greatest of all greats. We serve the one that's higher than all the highest. We serve the champion of love. We serve the champion of Jesus Christ. And He know He came from heaven. He came to earth, went down to earth, under earth, came back, went back to heaven. And now He sits on the right hand of God. And I thank you, Jesus, for being, Lord, who you are in me. I thank you, Jesus, for being who you are in me. I thank you, Lord, for just being that someone that I need to be. I thank you, Lord, for touching everybody listening to this right now in the airwaves. Lord, for solo ma fa fangwe changata. For solo ma fa fangwe ma lo ma losi. Itangata lo loka for the pui pui. Tai tai ya tu le uso. Fai lo ya te la to owa love ni. Owa ni tangi semea. Owa ni fa le love semea. Tau nuu pea. Malue pea. Tau pea. Alu pea. Fa tu tua pea. Aisha o oe. Ole ama changa. Male changunga. Olo mato fatua tua. So Jesus, be a blessing unto the people tonight. Hallelujah. As we know, you are still alive in us. And you are complete. That's why we're complete. You are love. That's why we love. We thank you, Jesus, for everything on tonight. As we preach your word, and we know that you are the head of all principality. You are the head of all powers. It doesn't matter how much the devil try to attack you. It don't matter. Why? Jesus won already. He won. You fighting a battle that's already been won. Right. You playing the football Super Bowl. You already won. It doesn't matter no more. You win. You win. You win. Either or, whether you die or you live, you win. Because Jesus loves you. And He knows that Jesus is living in you. Wow. So what about you, Uso? Where you at today? Oh, it's the ngata favaivai so. Awe favaivai. Tu ilunga. Ngalue. Tu ilunga. Famalosi. Famalosi. Awe ne ngalo lao maivai ngayia. Arizona Sororo. Yeah, please. Doshi for Leloso, they're coming up, man. Just make that a part of your life. And just say, Jesus, in this trip that they're coming up, ngalue my loloto. Ngalue my lofa. Fama ulalo loloto ngata. Humble yourself. Humble yourself. That's what the Bible's talking about.
Yeah.
Humble, humble, humble. Submit. Hey, and the devil gonna fly. He gonna flee away. That's all. It's all about humble. If you humble, you never stumble. Huh? If you take your heart down, everything will be all right. So le uso fatu tu opia. Na lue pia. Tau nu umole manuia me uma. I lola wa swafwa Yesu Kiriso. Amen, amen. Father, as we pray, in the name that is above every name, yes. Jesus Christ, your Son.
Thank you, Lord.
Once again, we thank you for your grace. Once again, we humble and we bless you tonight, Daddy.
Yes.
Be a blessing to the people that have heard your word tonight. Touch that somebody that needs to be touched. Deliver that somebody that needs to be delivered. Develop that somebody that needs to be delivered tonight, Daddy. Mm. Help them. Bless them. Bless my preachers in the house.
Yes, Lord.
Bless Boo. Bless James, the James brothers. Yes. Bless Lady Mara and Lady Lynn. And we ask all of that in Jesus' name. And all God's people said a big amen.
Amen.
Amen. And amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hey, just a reminder, all of you up in Saguaro, you'll be catching this program right before we'll be arriving, because you'll be getting this probably next week. We'll be up there on the 2nd of March, the 3rd and the 4th. So all of you sign up for chapel. We should have some posters being posted soon up there. And Faith Pod, we're coming and just blessed to be there. Going to be the first time that Pastor James Eric Williams will be with us. We're excited about that. And Faith Pod, we've got positive reports, so we're coming packing. And I thank you, Brother Ben, for telling us in your communication.
Yes.
It's your turn. The Faith Pod's turn to tell us to buckle up. And we ready. We ready.
Brother Gilbert, buckle up.
Brother Gilbert, buckle up. Everyone up there,
love
TK,
you.
Everybody else. Hey, all those that are tuned in, we want to thank you so much. And for any of you that would like to partner with this ministry, our website is freeinsideministry.org. Freeinsideministry.org. We have a donation page right there. It's pretty secure. It's very secure. And it could be a one-time donation. It could be a monthly partnership. We have a custom-made gift we'd like to give for any size donation. Once we receive your donation, I'll put in the mail to you. But you have to be on this side of the fence to get it, because there's 520 of them in the world, and you're restricted from receiving it if you're on the other side of the fence. But we can hold on to it for you. And just go check out our podcast. If you're on iTunes, we have a podcast station called Free Inside Ministry. And if you go to the website, you can listen to all the programs and sign up for the podcast right there. Hey, you guys got to know by now, you're too blessed
to be stressed.
And where the Spirit of the Lord is,
there is freedom.
Hey, we love to stay, but we got to go. So,
ahoo-ho!
Praise Him! Praise
You've been listening to Free Inside with Reverend Bulla and Lynn Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Reverend Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call area code 808-222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 808-222-2822. This program is sponsored by the Tolbert Foundation and by Fishers of Men Ministries. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.